With many states offering vote by mail this year, the California Native Vote Project is working to mobilize the Native American vote by providing extra outreach amid the pandemic. For more now, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Chrissy Castro. She's the executive director at the California Native Vote Project. Thanks so much for joining us, Chrissy.
Thank you for having me.
So you work with the California Native Vote Project to build political power and participation within Native communities. How have you been doing outreach this year? Is it just phone, text banking? How have you been going about it?
Well, we have used every strategy that we could imagine possible for us. We, as Native Americans, you know, we suffer the highest rates of lack of access to the internet. So while the pandemic has forced us to use digital strategies to reach people, via social media and through other online methods, we knew that we couldn't only do that to reach our people. So we have been calling people on the phone. We have been sending a series of physical mailers to our community members. We have been using relational organizing methods, so recruiting over 100 volunteers, train them on how to use mobile device outreach tools so that they can contact their family and friends. We have really just been, turning every stone over to figure out how to reach our people.
Obviously, we know that it's important for people to vote, but talk to us a little bit about why it's so incredibly important, specifically for Native Americans to vote.
Absolutely. So, we have a very complicated history with the government, and many of our community members, rightly so, are very mistrustful of that. And so what we really have to talk about is how voting is a part of a larger community change strategy. It's a support to all of the community organizing efforts that we do day in and day out. And we really, support the idea that we talk to our community members about what issues are up on the ballot. So we talk to them about education. We talk to them about voting rights. We talk to them about the things that we know that our communities care about so that they don't just see it as a simple, civic responsibility, but it's something that's actually connected to improving our lives collectively.
Research shows that vote by mail actually decreases the Native vote. How are you working to give people options for voting this year, especially amid the pandemic?
Absolutely. So research does show that not only for Native communities, but for any community where there's, high poverty rates or, other socioeconomic conditions, that vote by mail alone actually does decrease our turnout. But when coupled with other options, it has really no effect. And so with this pandemic, COVID disproportionately impacts our community. So we have really been pushing, and getting out the message that we want people to vote early, we want people to vote safely, and really talking to them about what their plan is to vote. We've been at this point, we're actually in the middle of a text bank right now. We have 20 of our community members on a Zoom call. We're texting, 15,000 Native voters as of the last push to get out the vote. And we're fielding questions from anything from, I never received my ballot, what do I do, to, is the tribal building available for me to drop my ballot off? Do they have a drop box? So what we are really encouraging people to do is to find their closest ballot drop box location and to vote today, to vote tomorrow, and not to wait and stand in line on election day, which is also a choice, right? Some people wanted to have that experience, but we're really hoping that people vote this weekend.
Well, California is home to the largest Native American population in the country. And yet, despite that, voting has always been somewhat problematic here in California for Native Americans, right?
That's right. And when our project started 4 years ago, the state voter file had no Native American tag. So what that means is that no one had ever conducted statewide, anyways, targeted outreach to Native American voters. There's of the million Native people in the state, 500,000 are eligible voters. So we are really, really hoping that we can change that dynamic. some of the interesting stories are, you know, we have registered elders who are in their 80s who are registering to vote for the first time. And when we ask them, you know, just curious, like, you know, why have you decided at 80 to register? They simply say, well, nobody ever talked to us about this. We didn't know, you know, how to vote, or we didn't think it was important. And these are our young people that are registering some of our elders and talking to them about this. And it's just such a beautiful, you know, action that we can take collectively as a community. And we hope that we can really change that dynamic.
Definitely. Chrissy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
All righty. And Chrissy Castro, she's the executive director at the California Native Vote Project.